the Public News Service Monday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. First, from the Associated Press, Milton rapidly strengthened into a Category 4 hurricane today on a path toward Florida population centers, including Tampa and Orlando, threatening a dangerous storm surge in Tampa Bay and setting the stage for potential mass evacuations less than 2 weeks after a catastrophic Hurricane Helene swamped the coastline. And with a month to go before the presidential election, voters in the swing states such as Wisconsin are likely to hear more messaging about the outcome shaping the future of the nation's highest court.
The court and its conservative majority have come under scrutiny over decisions regarding abortion protections and presidential immunity, as well as ethics issues. Joe Hines of the left-leaning advocacy group Stand Up America says with 4 of the 9 justices soon turning 70, another Trump presidency could push the court even further right.
We are trying to make it clear to voters that when you're voting this year, you're not just voting for a president, you're not just voting for Congress, you're also voting for generations of decisions that will impact you, your family, your children, your grandchildren's fundamental rights.
As for public polling, a majority of Americans back the idea of Supreme Court term limits. I'm Mike Moen.
And as Americans deal with increasing rental prices, work is ongoing to create a national tenants' bill of rights to offer some consistency and relief to renters. More in this Arkansas Delta Informer, Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation, Arkansas News Service collaboration.
If the legislation is approved, it's expected to bring assistance to Arkansas Alice residents, families who are asset limited, income constrained, and employed. Sarah Gallagher with the National Low Income Housing Coalition says her organization is working with state and national lawmakers to reduce some of the burden on people already struggling to make ends meet.
Ensuring that there's not rent gouging, how to ensure that rents are not increasing more than incomes and inflation, and that, you know, there's this balance between landlords being able to keep their properties well maintained, but also not putting undue hardship on tenants.
I'm Freda Ross reporting.
And educators in Georgia are sounding the alarm about the state of the teaching profession, citing political pressures and low morale as key factors deterring new talent. With the election less than 30 days away, education has become a central issue for some candidates. GOP vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance criticized people without children being teachers. Verdelia Turner is the Georgia Federation of Teachers president.
Georgia has about 21,000 vacancies. That's what's posted in terms of just the teaching personnel. And that's not counting the support personnel that we are in dire need of.
She warns these concerns, compounded by recent school shootings, have intensified fears that the teacher shortage could grow even worse. This is Public News Service. Next to Ohio, where universities are bracing for the fall semester, the campus protest landscape is set to change as a result of new legislation.
House Bill 606, aimed at addressing racial, religious, and ethnic harassment, mandates that institutions implement clear guidelines on student protests and provide training for staff. State Representative Dontavius Jarrells, a Democrat from Columbus and sponsor of the bill, says the new law reflects an ongoing dialogue about balancing free expression and campus safety.
I'm never against the ability for students to use their First Amendment rights. My hope is through our bill that we tamp down on the number of incidences that lead to hateful acts on campuses.
The Enact Campus Act arose in response to nationwide campus protests linked to the Israel-Hamas war. It garnered bipartisan support and was signed into law by Governor Mike DeWine. Farah Siddiqui reporting.
This story produced in association with Media in the Public Interest and funded in part by the George Gund Foundation. Meantime, a new report outlines how eliminating cash bail could affect people in Mississippi and beyond. Danielle Smith has a look.
The ACLU of Mississippi says 14 out of 25 people in jail have not been convicted of a crime, and the system penalizes them unfairly when they're unable to pay their bail. The report from the Brennan Center for Justice notes that critics often blame bail reform for rising crime, but data show no direct link. Ames Groward with the Brennan Center adds research shows cash bail imposes economic hardships, most often on people from marginalized communities.
People who are Latino or Black and accused of crimes, their bail amounts tend to be set higher. And this can be a huge burden to those communities. Even if someone is able to secure, a bond rather than pay the amount of money required by the court outright, those bonds can often come with very high non-refundable fees.
Finally, from our Eric Tegetoff, it's been 1 year since the largest health care strike in U.S. history, and union members say they've seen changes since their 2023 victory.
More than 85,000 workers at Kaiser Permanente in Oregon and four other states conducted a three-day strike in October 2023 and won a 21% wage increase over 4 years. Kevin Darden is a patient access representative with the Kaiser Permanente Sunnyside Medical Center in Clackamas and was a member of the negotiation team with SEIU Local 49 during the strike. He says there were risks involved in the strike.
This wasn't an easy decision for us. It took a lot of time planning and speaking to not just our peers, but our families regarding what striking would mean to us and how we know it would affect our stance and our income to be able to do that for those 3 days.
SEIU Local 49 says members won the largest wage package in 25 years.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for starting your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.